know, he's the one that Rhodesia was named for. That's why Rhodesia got its name.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know Cecil Rhodes, any of his history?
I sure don't.
Oh, well, he was an Englishman. And he had some brothers and sisters. I can't state just how many, a few. And he got in poor health. His mother and father sent him to Africa to improve his health. He had TB. And then they didn't know how to treat it. So when he came to Africa, he was 18 years old. And by the time he was 21, he'd made these discoveries that his wealth was never known. It never will be known, what he actually was worth.
Well, he got rich at an early age, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And we were went in his train, and a goose train is beautiful here at Jefferson. But John Cecil Rhodes' train was fine too. And he was of low stature, and he had to use a rock to climb up on his little pony. And they have a huge statue of him, a huge one. It is up on a pyramid-like, and four-sided, the pyramid, and there are 49 steps on each side of this pyramid up to his huge statue. And the reason they used the 49, he was 49 years old when he died. Yes, see, he was in poor health when he come there. But 18 from 49, he lived a good little while. His parents left him. And they said he never did complete his education, but he could count money.
I guess that's all he needed to know how to do.
That's all he needed to know. And he did not give any of his possessions to his brothers and sisters. They resented him because his father and mother had favored him, seemingly, you see. And his brothers and sisters resented him. He gave his wealth to some form of education. It's just John Cecil Rhodes this and Cecil this everywhere you go, almost, in that area, of course. And, I was going to tell you something else right in there.
I don't want to make you late.
Well, I was just going to say, I better put these up, and we'd better be going.
It's about 10 minutes after.
As sorry as I am, are you going to be back in this area?
Well, I just checked in to Vermont. I'm right next door now.
You are? How long are you going to be here?
Oh, I'm going to be here just as long as I can, as long as it takes to interview you.
Well, I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
I've got a lot of things to ask, you know, about the farm and that kind of thing.
You have?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, are you going to be here tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it'll be better tonight.
Then. Be fine.
Because I'll get with a lady who's coming to meet me at the church to get me across over to the bank, and we've got some things to do downtown this afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
But this evening, you might step
fine,
in.
Fine. Yes, ma'am. You said I'm completing an interview down in Mount Pleasant, and then I have to go up for one in Denison, so I'll be in this area for a while.
Well, maybe in the meantime, maybe I can run across. I would love to show you.
I'd like to see that.
The real, I can take these.
All right.
I would like to see, excuse me.
That's all right.
The real,